It's easy to miscommunicate via text message because you can't tell people's tone. Like, sometimes you get a text message, you don't put a smiley face in the right spot. It's like, oh, man, do they think I'm mad at them now? Or like, the other day when I texted my friend who owes me some money and I said, hey, I'm going to kill you and your entire family if you don't pay me. Again, didn't hear the tone. Didn't hear the tone. And then next thing I'm explaining to the cops, like, it's such a big miscommunication.
Joking.
I probably shouldn't say anything else about it because I got a court date coming up, so I probably shouldn't talk about that anymore. But it is hard to tell things via text message. And Dennis, who's on the phone with us, thinks that he might have screwed up his chances with a girl named Jordan because of a texting error. We'll find out about that in just a second. But first, Dennis, what's up?
Hello.
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 Before we get into the texting thing, let's just talk about the girl that you want to call. What's her name?
Her name is Jordan.
Cool. Where'd you meet lovely Jordan?
I met her at a bar.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So is the date that you want to talk about at the bar where you met her, or you went out somewhere else?
Well, I saw her and met her at the bar, and then we hung out there for like an hour. Oh. And then I've been hoping to get like an official date, but this is sort of like the introduction date.
Like an insta-date right
so,
away.
Okay.
What was that like? I mean, why did you approach her? Did she approach you?
I was at the bar with a group of friends, and it was my turn to get the round of drinks. So I go up to the bar, and I see this very beautiful woman. It's Jordan.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad it wasn't somebody else. Yeah.
And she was standing behind Jordan, and I was like, wow, I got to talk to her. And then, unfortunately, Jordan started talking. I was like, I guess I'll just deal with these scraps.
No.
Okay, so you went to get drinks, and then that's when you saw her.
Yeah, you know, I saw her, I complimented her on her shoes, and I asked, what are you drinking? And she said, I'm having a Cosmo. And I said, oh, that sounds good. I think I'll have one, too. And so I
really?
Got her.
A Cosmo, okay.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I don't normally drink Cosmos, but it was just, you know, I just kept going back to the bar and kept ordering myself Cosmos. And she...
Did you buy her Cosmos, too, though? I'm just making sure.
Just the first one.
Okay.
Okay. And then other than that, you seem like you're a Cosmo, like, alcoholic at that point.
Yeah. I mean, it looked kind of weird. And she called me out on it.
Oh.
That's cute.
Yeah. She was like, you know, are you a big Cosmo drinker? And I was like, yeah. I mean, I drink Cosmos all the time.
Yeah. Cosmos for life, man.
Yeah.
And then she was like, really? And I was like, no, not really. I normally drink beer. But it was a good excuse to talk to you.
Oh, that's cute.
And smart.
And it seems sincere. What was her response to that?
She thought it was pretty cute. She's like, oh, I mean, that's weird, but it's nice.
All right.
You're weird, but nice.
Yeah. That's always a good compliment.
Yeah.
Hey, weirdo, but I still think you're a good person.
Nice. Yeah.
So you had an enjoyable conversation with her, though.
Yeah. I mean, and then on the third trip, I offered to buy her another one, and I sort of ditched my friends and sat next to her.
Okay. And your friends, of course, were watching this whole thing and egging you
on? Yeah, no, they were very cool about it. They know I'm pretty shy in these kind of things, and so they were just like, thumbs up.
I mean, after three Cosmos, nobody's shy anymore.
Yeah. It took about three to get me to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So how did the night end for you guys?
I mean, she said she had to go meet some friends, and I was like, oh, a boyfriend? And she was like, no, I'm meeting with a girlfriend. And I was like, oh, fantastic. I'd love to, you know, hang out with you sometime. And we exchanged numbers, and that was that. We texted a bit afterwards.
Okay, and is that when the texting mistake happened that you talked about in your email?
Yeah. So basically, I have another friend named Jordan, and he's a guy friend. And I just mixed up the texts. He messaged me that he went out with a new girl last night. And I joked, I texted him and said, you should probably get an STD check. They're like $75.
Wait, and that went to her?
Please tell me you texted that to her.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What did she write back? Like, why?
Is she even talking to you?
The first response was like, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just like, when I realized my mistake, I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. That was a joke. I have another friend named Jordan. Totally did not mean to send that. And it just made me look more and more guilty.
Yeah. She totally thinks that you're writing to some girl telling her that she needs to go get an STD check because she slept with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I could see why she's not going out on a date with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so it doesn't look good. And so that's why I've contacted you guys, because she seems really great. And I feel like I would be missing out if I didn't try to
give her an STD. Her...
No, go on a date with her.
No, really, though.
Oh, okay.
You're clean, though, right? Like, I mean, whatever you had in the past, you've gotten taken care of.
I've never had anything. I'm very clean.
Okay.
Well, it's time to live. It's time to live, Dennis.
It's time to live.
All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and see if we can get you another date in your second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hang on.